A lot of new horror films have come out on videocassette recently, but the best of them is Child's Play, a 1988 thriller written and directed by Tom Holland. It's amazing that Child's Play is as good as it is, given its ridiculous premise. The spirit of a psychotic murderer takes over the body of a doll named Chucky, and Chucky makes life miserable for the 6-year-old boy who owns him. In the context of modern horror movies, however, the idea behind Child's Play becomes quite clever. Child's Play arrives at a time when this genre has become flat, literal-minded, and reflexively violent. In most of these movies, explicitness is all. For the filmmakers, special effects rule and characterization is a drag. In Child's Play, however, we meet characters who exist to do something other than be killed picturesquely. There is, first and foremost, Andy, the boy who owns Chucky. An intelligent, sweet-faced little boy played by Alex Vincent, Andy knows that Chucky is evil, but faces a problem as old as the oldest fairy tales. He can't get the adults to believe him. His knowledge and his fear become more disturbing to us than anything that killer doll can do. Here's a typical moment in Andy's desperate attempt to get the grown-ups to understand. He's trying to convince his mother, played by Catherine Hicks.
What's he been saying?
All kinds of things. His real name is Charles Lee Ray, and he's been sent down from heaven by Daddy to play with me. Aunt Maggie was a real bitch and got what she deserved.
How can you say something so horrible?
I didn't say it. Chucky did.
Andy, stop it. You know perfectly well that you're making this up.
But I'm not. Chucky's alive. Really, he
Andy,
is.
Chucky. Chucky's a doll. Andy, look! Now, you don't really think that Chucky is alive, do you?
But he is.
Catherine Hicks also does a good job of balancing hysteria and motherly concern without turning herself into one of those schizophrenic sillies that women usually become in horror films. Hicks has never really had a good starring role. Her biggest exposure was as a dolphin scientist in the last Star Trek movie. It's ironic she should do her best acting in Child's Play, which few film critics took seriously. I should emphasize, I guess, that this isn't just a psychological thriller. There's a fair amount of gore here. Chucky is one of those big 2-foot-tall suckers whose plastic face puckers when he talks. He stumps around the apartment pushing people out the window and wielding a butcher knife. In other words, don't you dare rent it for your kids. Other new horror film releases include Deadly Friend, a 1986 project written and directed by Wes Craven. Craven has overseen the best editions of the most imaginative slasher series, A Nightmare on Elm Street, but Deadly Friend is more complicated than any efficient horror film should be. It's got something to do with an evil robot whose brain is transplanted into the head of a woman who begins staggering around with her arms outstretched like Frankenstein's monster. It's full of winking references to the history of horror movies. It's smart, but maybe too smart for its own good.